Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, July 8th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of arts and entertainment news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Janie's Art Journals, selected as cultural arts representative for the North American Pavilion at inaugural World Fair US in Chicago. Janie's Art Journals has been selected as the Cultural Arts Desk Representative for the North American Pavilion at the inaugural World Fair US in Chicago. This honor comes after a successful 2024 arts and crafts season and receiving the Craft Industry Alliance Scholarship. The World Fair US, running from July 7th to July 28th, features music, rides, cuisine, and artistic traditions from around the world at SeatGeek Stadium. Janie's Art Journals focuses on sustainability by creating art pieces from discarded books, reclaimed papers, and vintage textiles, demonstrating how upcycling can transform waste into beauty. Founder Janie Flores expresses gratitude for the opportunity to showcase her work at this global event. Tickets are available at worldfairus.com with special promotions for seniors and families. For more information about Janie's Art Journals, visit their website and follow them on social media.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Seg Media Corporation, NASDAQ, LROW, emerges from Lottery.com rebrand with global sports, entertainment, and gaming vision. Seg Media Corporation, formerly Lottery.com Inc., has completed its corporate rebrand and strategic overhaul, becoming a global sports, entertainment, and ethical gaming conglomerate. Operating under the new Seg ticker, the company now focuses on sports.com, entertainment, and lottery.com, with major initiatives in global motorsports, storytelling content, and branded facilities. With a $300 million equity line, Seg Media aims for non-dilutive growth and fan-first digital experiences. For more information, visit the company's website at segmediacorp.com.
Looking north from Joppa Road, 1959, A. Aubrey Bodine. A. Aubrey Bodine, a renowned pictorialist of the 20th century, captured the essence of Baltimore County in his photograph, Looking North from Joppa Road, 1959. His artistic vision and craftsmanship set him apart in the world of photography. Bodine believed in the creative potential of photography, using his camera and darkroom tools like a painter or sculptor. He meticulously crafted each image, often manipulating the scene to achieve his desired effect. More than 6,000 of his photographs, spanning 47 years, are available for viewing and ordering on www.aaubreybodine.com. To learn more about this legendary artist, visit the website for a full biography written by his closest friend and editor, Harold A. Williams. For reprints and note cards of Bodine's work, visit the website or contact info@aubreybodine.com or call 1-800-556-7226.
The Messy Experience officially launches in Chicago. The Messy Experience World Tour has officially landed in Chicago, kicking off its highly anticipated U.S. run. Produced by Rive and Aeon Agency and Primo Entertainment, the immersive exhibition invites fans to explore Messy's journey through October 2025 in Logan Square. The Chicago stop offers an interactive tribute to Messy's impact on the game, featuring visual design and technology. The exhibition includes a specially commissioned Messy mural by Chicago graffiti artist Miguel Aguilar. Tickets are available at themessyexperience.com/Chicago, with limited edition merchandise benefiting the Graffiti Institute. The experience is open daily from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 23667 W Logan Boulevard. Follow at The Messy Experience for updates and announcements. Preferred Health Magazine hosts iconic summer cover party at Fushimi NYC, featuring Queen of House Music Crystal Waters, honoring industry titans. Preferred Health Magazine recently hosted an iconic summer cover party at Fushimi NYC, featuring the Queen of House Music Crystal Waters and honoring industry titans Clara Krzyzewski and Uriel Maksymov. The event was filled with excitement as Crystal Waters surprised guests with a performance of her hit song, Gypsy Woman, She's Homeless. DJ Duane Rivera kept the crowd dancing to classic house music while enjoying Fushimi's signature sushi rolls and delicious treats from Lala Bonbon Patisserie. Publisher and CEO Angelina Capiello expressed her excitement for the evening, highlighting the passion and dedication of the honorees. The event also spotlighted the achievements of Clara Krzyzewski and Uriel Maksymov, aligning with the core values of Preferred Health magazine: wellness, empowerment, and transformation. The Summer 2025 edition is now available for purchase.
Oak Crest's Performing Arts Center undergoes complete transformation. Oak Crest's Performing Arts Center in Parkville, MD has undergone a complete transformation, including new carpet, seating, lighting, and sound. The 225-seat center is now bustling with activity, hosting concerts, speaker presentations, movie screenings, live theatrical performances, and improv acting classes. Residents like John Gregory and Keith Derrickson are enjoying the new equipment and capabilities, with John noting the center's 16 lights that can change color and intensity. The renovations have given every performance a polished, professional look, creating a vibrant culture at Oak Crest. The updates are part of a multi-million-dollar investment from Erickson Senior Living to enhance amenities and services in its communities nationwide. Ghostlight Society members enjoy a kernel of fun before taking the trip to Cobb County during Schucht. Members and guests of the Broward Center for the Performing Arts Young Professionals Group, the Ghostlight Society, GLS, celebrated the close of the Broadway season with a pre-show cocktail reception in the Nicholas Children's Health System Intermezzo Lounge. The reception, presented by UKG, preceded a performance of the Broadway hit musical Schucht in the Aurine Theater. Throughout the year, GLS members have access to exclusive benefits like pre-sale tickets, priority seating, and more at the Broward Center and the Parker. Funds raised by GLS, including memberships and donations, support the Broward Center's arts and education programs. To date, this next-generation group of philanthropists and arts supporters has raised over $1.5 million to enrich the lives of students in South Florida. For more information on GLS, visit ghostlightsociety.org or call 954-468-2681. Pearl Jam fans, this one's for you. Given to Fly, the Pearl Jam Experience. Getting rave reviews as this band rocks South Florida. Calling all Pearl Jam fans, music lovers, and grunge diehards, Given to Fly is the tribute concert you've been waiting for. Fronted by Bob Donahue, whose vocals channel Eddie Vedder with uncanny accuracy, this band embodies the sound, soul, and spirit of Pearl Jam. Recently voted number one tribute band in the Capital Region of New York, Given to Fly is a must-see for any fan of 90s rock. Catch them live on July 11th at Boca Black Box in Boca Raton and on July 19th at Terra Firmata in Stuart, Florida. This high-energy, emotionally charged tribute will have fans swearing they're hearing the real deal. Expect classics, deep cuts, and a live show that relives the music of Pearl Jam. Limited seating available, so grab your crew and get ready for a night that will transport you back to Seattle in the 90s.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.